Well, I don't assume like when he's like, "Is your dad home?" I got a bad desire. Like that's messed up. But you don't think that's
it's weird.
You always latch on to pedophilia every time.
It's always there.
It is. Welcome to the Music Video Night podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Jared.
And I'm Travis, and we are not experts in music or videos. And welcome to another episode.
Absolutely.
How are we feeling?
Oh, has it been a minute?
It's been about 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. It's been long enough.
Yeah.
Long enough. We've done all kinds of stuff since the last video.
This season seems like it's taking longer than normal.
It is.
Yeah.
We're doing bad. We say we're going to fix it every time. I think we've had like one perfect season.
Yeah, we did. We did really well that season. We'll do it again.
Yeah.
Next season. Okay.
You guys don't care.
No.
Just disappointed in us at all.
Yeah. All right. Anything from last week? Broken by Seether. Right? Am I wrong?
No, I don't think there was. I don't think I had anything extra.
Nothing else. Yeah, I didn't have anything extra either. I didn't really think about it at all.
We did have, just to mix it up a little bit, we did have the end of season music video night with the season, and I don't remember anything.
No, okay. I don't either, but I have literally the next page is scores, and so I'm having to avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
So I don't give it away, but we kind of had to do it out of order just for... people being out of town reasons and stuff like that. So we've already done it for the whole season.
Yeah, and we're not even done doing the regular ones. But it's great, though, because it went so well or so bad.
Right.
It's not going to affect the regular scores. I don't think, not at all.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't even remember watching this at all.
I don't either.
Like, not even a little bit. And no. I know we watched it.
We had to have.
Yeah, but I don't remember it.
Okay,
so,
great.
Good news.
Perfect.
On a side note, I do want to say, and I think our listeners would notice that here lately, the quality of our sound has been way better. And that's kudos to you. I think you've figured out a few things. And
sure.
So the podcast is sounding much better. We've got some things under control. So yeah, good job.
Thanks.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all. What are we drinking today?
Water.
Old men drinking water.
Well, it's almost bedtime as far as I'm concerned. So,
yeah.
Oh man, these are so far away. Our fragrances. There's yours.
Thank you.
Our fragrance of the day, Travis. It was another wild card draw.
Yeah, and you've got some new ones.
Yeah.
So what I have is called Absolute Aphrodisiac
by Anicio.
By Anicio.
Yes.
Is it gonna make me horny?
Maybe.
Hope so. It's
Let's
an
wait.
Aphrodisiac,
wait till
so.
After.
Oh, it does.
Look right at the camera.
That's really good. Oh, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's good.
And then I got a rare one that it's Ambra Platine by Lorga. Not a lot of people are going to have that one. Not a lot of people are familiar. Can't get it a lot of places, but I've been hunting that one for a while.
Oh, okay.
More like. Spicy and rich.
That's an old school scent too.
Old school.
I don't know why it brings me back to mom and dad's for some reason.
Okay. Right. Hey, it takes all kinds.
It's
it takes
weird.
All kinds.
All right, man.
Let's do it.
We need to get into this. What are we covering?
We are covering my pick.
Your pick?
Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any relation to this song?
None at all.
Had you heard it before this?
Yeah, of course. I think everybody's heard this song, right?
I'd only heard it in the past 5 years or so.
Really?
Maybe 7.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, I remember hearing this when I was young. I've heard it numerous times.
Nice. This was what I walked down the aisle to during the wedding, was this song.
It is. I was there. I remember.
Yep. And so that is my relation to it. I'd heard it just for that, and we picked it. Actually... shout out to Adam and his band because they learned this song, an acoustic version of it, and played it for us.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was really good. So that's it.
Nice.
Kind of a big song.
That's something.
Yeah, big song.
All right.
Less video, but big song. All right.
I'm ready to get in my one sentence summation.
Yeah, do it.
Jared picks the easiest walkthrough in history.
Yeah.
Let's get the walkthrough real quick.
Yeah, I'll do that. It's gonna take you five seconds. Yeah. A lady comes into a car shop to get her car repaired, and some repairmen harass a guy and say, "Hey, your lady's back." And then he says he's gonna fix her car, takes her car to her later.
Yeah. Sure.
That's about it.
That's it.
Okay. Cool. My one sentence summation is Lover, Stalker, Killer, Caesar 2.
Sure. Could be.
All right. So let's get moving. I don't know how long of an episode. Travis is caught up in this.
I am. Aphrodisiac. It's really good.
You can buy it.
I might.
Okay. So, there's a little more to it, of course. So this is one of is this the first video that has a full on section that we've covered that's not music?
It's just talking.
Yeah, like it's just a full act. It's a scene, an acting scene. Is this the first one?
There is an acting scene in Turnaround by Bonnie Tyler.
Okay,
there is. It's not quite as long as this, mm-hmm. obviously, but there is an acting scene in there, and there's one other that I'm pretty sure had a long opening scene, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't either. Okay, that's okay. Maybe then in recent memory.
Yeah, like, I can't remember of any others. It's okay. Been a long time since we did Turnaround.
So really, this whole video is like 3.5 minutes long, cut down to 2.5 minutes long if you cut out that,
absolutely.
That opening. So one of the shortest videos we've ever covered.
And to think there's a 14-minute version of this song out there.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, kind of. I scrolled through most of it.
Okay. Is it on YouTube?
See if there was anything different. Yeah.
No more lyrics. It's just music.
It's just music.
Okay, great. Then don't read it. I'm glad you didn't watch that one. No. And think that was going to be it.
No. Well, I saw it and I was like, 14 minutes. Maybe this is the whole movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
So. Like that other Spike Jones.
Yeah.
Spike Jones thing we watched.
Yeah. I don't remember which one. You know what I'm talking about. I do know which one you're talking about.
Okay.
Suburbs.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So I guess the opening, we'll just, I'll extend the opening here. We'll just talk through this first minute and then we'll get to the video.
Okay.
He's working on an old car and they say that she's here to get her car fixed again, bringing it in once a week.
Mm-hmm.
She must like the way you rotate her tires.
Yeah.
He doesn't really react to that.
No.
He stays under. He's not worried about their pokes, their jabs.
Mm-hmm.
She gets out of the car, which is a new fancy-looking car.
Or yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
It's a Ford Thunderbird. It's not new. It's classic. Okay. It's probably like a 56, 57, somewhere in that range.
Still in good condition.
Very good condition. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
A car of money, I would assume.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she speaks. We never see her face. And I'm going to go on a limb and say that whoever's speaking that is not her legs. There's just no way that those are the same person.
Really? Is that what you thought?
I don't think those ankles can produce that noise.
Is that why they don't show her face?
Maybe.
Period, throughout the whole video?
I think so.
Because they wanted a voice actor to do it? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Then they have a little exchange. Hey, can you get it done by the end of the day? He says, yeah, and I can bring it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
She says, no. We live way out there. He takes a peek at her wedding ring, and he says, oh, yeah, no problem. And then she says, well, all right. And then she leaves.
And walks home? Where the hell is she going? Her car's here.
I don't know. Yeah.
She arrives by herself.
Yeah.
Anyway, you keep going.
No, that's the end of that scene, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the end of that scene. Yes. Okay. The next scene, he wakes up from bed.
She's soaking wet.
In the middle of the night, yes.
Freight train, middle of his head.
Yep. And he decides to go get the car and drive.
He is sleeping in his shoes. Did you catch that?
I didn't say he was sleeping. I said he got out of bed.
He was in bed with his shoes.
Yes, he was.
About that. Insane. Bruce Springsteen's a hard man.
Blue jeans, flannel shirt,
boots.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Compelled to go to this car.
Yeah.
Gets in it, opens the dash.
Mm-hmm. Pulls out a picture.
Yep.
of what we don't know, because you can't see it unless you figured that out.
I think, could we assume it's them, like her and her husband? Her husband, yeah.
Yeah.
And then turns the car keys. And this is what I was investigating right before you walk in, so help me when we see this in a second.
Okay.
Were the keys on the opposite side, or is he turning the keys with the wrong hand?
Oh.
Because it looks like it's his left hand.
I feel like you've mentioned this before.
When?
I don't know, maybe the other night when we watched it.
I do not remember that.
Sounds very familiar.
It's about to happen, so just pay attention. Pulls out the photograph right here, looks at it. It is his left hand.
Yeah, it's his left hand. So maybe, like I said, it is a classic car from the 50s, so maybe the ignition was on the left side.
Okay. We're just going to hope for that, or that's a mistake.
Yeah, I don't remember if they actually did that or not, but it's very possible.
Yep, and drives the streets up to where she lives and
walks up to the door.
Almost rings the doorbell.
He does. He puts his finger up to it, doesn't ring it. He puts the keys in the mailbox. Well,
wait, he looks up first at the light before he does.
Sure. Yeah. The light in her bedroom.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Surely.
Probably. It's actually going to matter.
Okay.
And then does not ring it, puts the keys, smiles to himself, and then walks his ass back home.
Right. Walks all the way home.
That's the long version of the same thing I just said.
Yeah. So, smiles, walks away. That's it.
The end.
Mm-hmm. Great. tell us our deets.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Okay, so this is March of 1985.
Okay.
The director is John Sayles. He directed two other Bruce Springsteen movies or videos.
Videos, okay.
Glory Days and Born in the USA.
Okay, so those are more...
bigger songs, certainly.
Yeah, they're more... I mean, they're actually him playing music.
Okay. I looked up the director. He hasn't done In Our Time or... Not saying that he hasn't done anything big, because you could argue those are big.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But nothing of significance that we would know, or that I know.
Okay.
So, didn't stand out. And, big fact, MTV's best male video of the year.
No, it's not.
Yep.
In 85?
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Wow, how boring.
I had to point that out, because I thought the same thing. I was like, what? There was like four videos out that year?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's not... Okay. Well, that's interesting. I mean, good for him. Maybe they saw something that we don't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, that's it. Oh, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, other than our... Normally, I do this. Say what it's just about. Like, the obvious...
Oh.
That way our listeners, but you do it this time.
Sure. He just, he has a crush on this girl. Maybe they've had some back and forth flirting. He goes to her house, maybe to have an affair, and then decides to not do it.
Yeah. And she wants the affair.
Yes. Sure.
The only reason I say that, we know that she wants the affair, is she is handing him all of her keys. She's
right.
Not taking the house key off, right?
Yeah.
And handing it to him very specifically, to where she's giving him the house key.
Well, like,
she wants him to show up.
Let's just get into it.
Okay.
They've already been having an affair.
That's the theory? Okay.
Yes. He knows which room is her bedroom. If he's never been there, he doesn't have her address. Why would he have her address? How does he know how to get to her house?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She says, we live way up in the hills. I think she sang a bunch of those things, so the people in the shop hear her say that.
I like it. Okay.
I think that a lot of their interaction is, he's like, hey, you want me to bring it up to you, which is their code for, hey, you want me to come up? And she's like, no, you know, we live up in the hills. It's not a good time right now. And so he comes to check to see if it's really true, and then sees the light on and is like, maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
Okay, I can make sense of that. In my mind, he knows where she lives because she's a customer, and I'm assuming they have the address on file.
Which I guess maybe that's it. Like, my car dude doesn't know where I live.
Your what?
My mechanic.
No.
Does yours know where you live?
Yeah.
Are you friends with him though?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't. It's not beyond the realm of possibility they know where she lives, of course, and especially if she's rich,
right?
Who may need, but.
Either way, your explanation is it's more feasible anyway that they've been having an affair, and
yes,
this is her way of kind of saying maybe it's over. Don't come this time. Don't drop it off.
Yeah, this is not like they had maybe like he's seeing the ring now. Like, oh, she just got engaged, or like she's been hiding it from him, and now this is her revealing. Hey, we gotta cut this off.
Okay.
Or maybe they like every time they do something. The husband's out of town, or, you know, I don't know. I just, the way they interact, because it's so, for him to have never done it before and just say, yeah, I can bring it up to you if you need, that's so out there.
Okay. Yeah.
It's strange.
It is strange. It's a strange video.
Yeah. And, or maybe, and so him going into the dash and looking at a picture, like, he is just now, like, it's all sinking in now. Like, oh, man, she's been with somebody this whole time, like he's just been getting used.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is lower class than she is, obviously.
That's Bruce Springsteen thing. Yeah,
just a spring fling, so to say. Come on, that was good.
Oh boy,
I need a little bit of credit for that one.
I'm laughing. That's all you're getting. I'm giggling.
It's a spring fling. It's so good. Yeah, no, okay. Anyway. All right, I've got, I don't know.
Anything that, I mean, is there anything else in here to interpret that they are already having and this is the end of an affair?
No, I think you hit it on the nose. I mean, that makes sense, and hell, that may be what it's actually about.
Yeah, maybe.
It does make sense that way.
Sure.
He doesn't even hesitate when he goes to ring that. Like, he's done it before.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, if I had never ringed a person.
This is the first time he's thought, maybe I don't do it this time.
Yeah.
So I think you're right.
Okay.
Go ahead and nail it on the first one, Jared.
But if that's the case, though, there's going to be so many, like, the husband or wakes up and is like, why is your car out there? I thought you were, like, right. There's some questions. How did he know which house? Like, all of that. It's on file.
Yeah.
I'm friends with the mechanic. No, it is. It is. That's my interpretation. But I have some weird stuff here.
How late is this? I mean, he's had time to get off work, go home, chill in the bed.
I'm going to say it's like 8:45.
Okay, so still early.
Yeah. If the shop closes at 5 or 6, he's going home. He's still got his boots on in the bed.
But he's changed. Yeah. He's showered and changed.
Yeah. I'm still gonna say 8:45 to 9:30.
Okay.
How about that?
That's fine.
Cause she's still up too.
Right.
Do you think
if it's later than that and she's still up, then it's like she is expecting him to come in. Like, I'm leaving the light on. When is this guy gonna show up? Well, you know.
But if
it's 8:45, then it's just normal.
Yeah. But if she's leaving the light on for him and knows he's gonna bring it up, that's just it's. Odd. Like, why did she go through the rigmarole of telling him and showing off the ring and all that?
Yeah, true.
It's and that kind of messes up the video of, I don't know, it's just very strange. Like, he's really overstepping in any scenario to go to her house and almost ring that doorbell. It's inappropriate regardless.
So, unless it's something else.
Yeah.
Unless it's a game.
Okay. The role-playing of some kind?
Exactly.
Okay.
It could be a little cat-and-mouse game where she shows up.
Yeah.
And this time she's a married woman. You know, they've been seeing each other. Obviously, they know each other.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, she's trying something new.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets there, he doesn't want to fulfill that fantasy.
I don't like this one.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
That's just a weird. It's not even one of my theories. It's just a weird explanation. I mean,
it's as good as anything else.
It could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I do think that they do have a game going on. I think these is two people who are on the verge of having an affair.
Okay.
But they're waiting for the other person to make the first real move.
Okay.
So she keeps showing up and leaving her keys and stuff like this, and he keeps dropping that sumbitch off. This time, he almost considers finally ringing the doorbell and making it happen. But if he does, he loses.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Their game. It's too, it's too forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one to give in loses the game. And so that's why you see that fun little smirk that he gives. Mm-hmm. Like, I almost gave in this time, but the game's still on. I'm walking away.
And it has to be because I would assume in this, because of the class thing, like, she has to be the one in control of it.
Sure. Yeah, she initiated this game.
Yeah, and if he makes one, he knows one mess up and it's the whole thing's over.
Yeah.
What if he's just a bad mechanic and can't fix your car?
Yeah, but I mean, you don't bring your car in for getting your tires rotated if you're a bad mechanic.
Well, yeah, but like it's stuff all the time. Like she's like, it's
tune-ups, and they say another tune-up.
Yeah,
you don't need to get the car tuned up that much.
He just sucks at it. He doesn't know how to do it.
Maybe.
He's just like changing the oil filter and taking it back up to it.
Yeah. But after that many times, she would have taken it to another mechanic. It's a game.
Yeah.
It's for sure a game.
Yeah. No, I'm with that.
So if it is a game and this continues, mm-hmm. who eventually wins this game?
I think nothing ever happens.
No, the game just keeps going on forever?
No, I think it just slowly peters out.
Okay.
I think nothing... ever technically happens between the two of them, because I think, like you said, they're seeing who makes that first forward move, mm-hmm. but neither one of them do. Neither one of them, like, they're both like, eh, this is fun, and eventually it goes away.
Okay.
Now, where does the song put us for either one of these things? Where do our lyrics go?
I don't know. The lyrics are weird, dude.
Yeah.
Well, the first set of lyrics makes you think that you're talking to an underage girl. Then you get to the second, and you're like, okay, so no, it's actually sexual,
mm-hmm.
and someone likes being called daddy.
Yeah.
It's weird. The lyrics are weird.
I see what you're saying. I get that interpretation entirely. I didn't pick that up as like, I think it is just like a daddy, you know, hey, little girl, like somebody who's going to take care of you. Think about father figure, like was around the same time too. You know, that was just like
But in this song, daddy refers to her husband.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
But that also ties into the affair.
Or
hey, is he home? Did he leave you?
Exactly. That's what the song is singing, is about the affair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's in love with a married woman. It's mm-hmm. just... lyrically, it comes across weird because that first lyric, you don't realize that he's talking to.
Well, I don't assume, like when he's like, is your dad home? I got a bad desire. Like, that's messed up. But you don't think that's...
It's weird.
You always latch on to pedophilia every time.
It's always there.
It is. I don't, like, even watch this video, Bruce Springsteen does not strike me as a pedophile.
No, he doesn't. The video doesn't say that. I'm just talking strictly about the lyrics. The lyrics are weird.
Okay.
It's not like the other one where the lyrics were fine, the video ruined it.
All right. Yeah, it is just like an affair, and he's just like caught up. If it is a game, he's still very caught up in whatever emotional... or desire loop they have.
Right.
He's caught up. What did you think about the first scene? Like, how do you feel about it?
I'm fine with it only because it's such a short song. If mm-hmm. this is a 3.5 minute song with a 30-second intro video, it would drive me up the wall.
Well, it would probably just change the structure of the song entirely. That would be a different thing.
Yeah, but it would still be way too long. But I'm weirdly okay with the scene because they kept it in a good time frame.
Did you cut out that first scene to see if it meant anything without it?
No.
I did that a couple of times.
Did it work?
We're going to get to it.
Okay.
So now that you're thinking about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it add to or take away? You, actually, I can answer for you. You're saying it adds to the video.
It does.
Having that scene adds to whatever thing is happening here.
Yeah, yeah. You get tons of backstory.
Yeah.
In that 30 seconds.
Okay. If it wasn't there, though, do you still, like, with the lyrics of the song, without that first scene, you can still infer a lot of the same stuff.
You can. What you miss is how cool he is.
Okay.
Right? Because that's what the one that's what the one thing this video has going for it is how cool he is. He knows who's coming in, right? He can hear the guys talking about her.
Yeah.
He can see the car pull up. He can see her get out of her car. But he never gets out from underneath that car till she's right on top of him. And then he makes his grand damn appearance, right?
Rolls out.
I mean, in the coolest way he could possibly do it, right?
Yeah.
And so you lose his character if you don't begin with this opening scene.
Okay. Yeah, no, it does.
Because that's what the video has going for it, is him.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm fine with that. All right. Also, I did write without, if you cut off this first scene, it does turn into, I still think it turns into an ex. Without this opening scene, he's taking a car to his ex.
Okay.
I don't know how that's supported. I kind of just felt it more than there's any evidence of it. But he wakes up and he's like, I got one more shot with her. And takes the car, like pulls out a picture maybe of them together. That's in the dash.
Yeah, and well, at that point, it's a gift. He's giving her a car.
It could be, or like returning a car, like returning her car or something, like in an argument. She got it in the divorce. But yeah, I don't know. It just felt, it makes it sadder. Like, I think you're right that this adds a layer of like intrigue of some kind.
Right.
But like without it, it just, the video turns much more sad.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, because he literally gets up out of bed
and takes the car to somebody. And we don't even know if it's a woman, really, at that point.
You're right.
It just feels that. Just the lyrics. That's when the lyrics drive us. So, yeah, that was just a weird thought that I had, was to cut that out. Because I know at some point we're going to cover more videos with chunks like this.
Right.
That I am not going to enjoy because I've seen a lot of them.
Okay. Were you okay with this one?
This is okay. Yeah, it's fine. I don't like the voiceover. Like, the voice acting was strange. He did fine. I'm still with you there.
Yeah, yeah.
But just, it was an odd interaction to me.
Okay.
A little unnatural.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Okay. So that was another note that I had.
All right, I have a thought.
Okay.
These are the grown-up versions of Ponyboy and Cherry from The Outsiders.
Okay, I haven't seen it in too long. I can't follow you. You have to tell me.
Oh, what? Either way, she's a Soche, right? That you had the Soches and the Greasers.
How about Danny and Sandy?
No, because she turns into a pink lady in that, and so she kind of becomes one of them.
Okay,
but no. So you have like the economically well off teens, and then you have the poor teens. And they can't be together because the Soches don't like the Greasers and the Greasers don't like the Soches.
Sure.
So you can, in the movie, they have a connection with each other, but they can't show that to anybody. And this is them, you know, 20 years down the road.
Still behaving that way.
Yeah.
Holding on to
exactly
their youth, the Capulets and the Montagues.
Yeah. So in order for them to actually see each other, she has to pretend to take her car into the shop every freaking week to the Greaser, Pony Boy.
Okay, sure.
I don't know.
This one's on me that I can't just like help you because I don't.
It's your theory. I just put characters to it.
Okay.
It's two people having an affair.
Yeah, they're having an affair.
That's all there is to it. I just put stupid characters with them.
Okay, so we'll get to a darker theory that's also easily here, is there is no sexual chemistry between them, and he's just stalking her. He is just very forward. If you don't take into consideration, yeah, hey, she's bringing her car in all this time, and he is sabotaging the car a little bit, so she has to bring it in, and then she's literally like, no, don't bring it to me. I wish you wouldn't. And he's like, yeah, and he can't sleep. And he goes to see if anybody's home so he can just get in, like, to the house. He's got a bad desire. You know, all he can do is think about it. He's just obsessed with her, and she is not cool with it.
Okay. You can make that argument, yeah. But she's way too...
Yeah, she's certainly into it.
Yeah, she's certainly into it.
But just the way he behaves a little bit, you know, if he's willing to drive out there, and she did technically say, don't bring it to
me. She did. Yes.
he disagreed. So yeah, he almost breaks into her home. He almost like he's like, I'm gonna fuck. Not gonna do it.
By ringing the doorbell?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, anybody, that's how you break
is
in.
Is the man home? She comes to the door. No, you're in.
Okay. Wow.
It's terrible.
Really terrible coming out of your mouth.
Okay. I've never thought about that.
Jeez. That's all I've got as far as theories go. I don't have a whole lot to offer. There are some interesting things that I don't know if you picked up on.
Okay, there's a few that we haven't got to.
All white car,
mm-hmm.
all white dress, all white heels.
Mm-hmm.
Everything she's got is white, except for her fingernails are red.
Yes.
Very purposely done. I don't know why. Thoughts?
No, except it's just like a Billy Joel, like Uptown Girl. Like, that was probably the style for that time, maybe. She's okay. Just real fancy. Just pristine. And, you know, we see him at the same time. He's got the dirty ass gray shirt on. His hands are dirty. He's just filthy.
So it's just a way to show how different they are.
Yeah.
Different
lifestyles. The disparity between them. Although I am with you in looking for meanings here. I feel like I was missing something.
Yeah.
Like a big picture, like a theme. I wanted to say, like, and this is based on the lyrics, like, maybe is this him, like, trying to stop masturbating. I got into that a little bit.
Okay.
So, like, he's tempted. Like, she is the temptation of jerking off. And okay. So, like, he has it at work. He has it at home. And he has to get up and do it. Like, touching the car, being around the car is him. So, he's doing it in the street. He's doing it in front of people's houses. But, like, I took it as some type of, like, it is some compulsion that he has. That is getting in the way of his life.
And him overcoming that at the end.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with that. You can make an argument for it.
Sure. And so, like, they make fun of him because, like, you know, Bruce always jerking off at work. He's got to rotate his own tires back in the back.
I'm weirdly okay with this. I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah. I don't think it's really jerking it. But there's just... I just feel like there was a grand picture. So I will say, too, I was watching this. I never sunk into the video. You know, sometimes you'll cover it, and, like, you can get to theories, and you can, like, sometimes you attach, sometimes you don't. I could never, like, break the surface of this video to get into anything real weird.
Yeah, like, no, I tried.
It wouldn't let me.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Okay.
You're forcing it at that point.
Yeah, it didn't feel right.
That compulsion could be anything. I mean, I get that. It just, I don't know.
Sure.
He made it hard on us.
He did. Okay. I already said that. So here's a weird one. We haven't really touched on, but him driving in the car. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about that scene at all. What do you think of that?
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. Do you notice anything weird about that?
No. Is there something weird?
Yep.
Okay, tell me.
He's talking.
He's talking?
He's speaking to somebody when he's driving.
Oh, I missed that completely.
He says two little sentences. One of them, I think it says, left here. Like, he's maybe talking to somebody off screen about directions in the car.
Okay.
Or he says, I love her.
Interesting.
And I can't tell which, and I hope, like, right now it has that little thing in the middle of it. Talk for a second. I'm going to see if I can't move that.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. We always watch the video in the background, and right now there's something in the middle of the screen kind of messing us up, so we can't see it, but this is him driving right now, so. Okay.
Watch his mouth. He says two different things.
Was that one of them?
I couldn't tell. This light is really bright on us.
I got you.
I think there's only two little driving scenes, so. Sorry, we're quiet on the podcast.
Yeah, no worries.
So, right there.
Okay. He is moving.
Right there. I think he says left here, and then he speaks right there, too.
Okay.
And so that is theories. Like, if you want to go into the thing of, like, he's going to go kill her, he's talking to himself. He's just a crazy person.
Yeah.
But I think he either says left here, like, whoever is, they're just guiding him where to turn. So
but he turns right.
Okay. Yeah, so he's saying, then maybe he says, I love her. But he's obviously speaking.
Yeah, no, his lips are moving. That's and for sure.
There's no cell phones. There's no one in the car with him. Mm-mm. So that's a layer. That's something.
It is. Or it's a mistake.
It's just too... For a mistake, it's too big. Like, how do you not notice?
I didn't notice it.
That's true. We somehow both miss things when we watch this stuff. It's so strange.
And we're looking for it.
Yeah.
So I can imagine someone not looking for it completely missing that.
So, yeah, that was...
I feel like you found a mistake.
Okay. I'm fine with it. Fine with finding a mistake. But I did. I wrote it. Who is he talking to? And over here, I tried to lip read.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if y'all at home know what he's saying, please.
Or, you know, Bruce, you could just call us up and let us know.
We're not on good terms, Bruce and I. Like, it's been a minute. I hadn't talked to him in a while, so yeah, he probably won't. Probably won't call.
Okay. What's next?
That's all I got.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
I do want to pose a question. Is this a music video?
Yes.
What makes it a music video?
One part.
Please.
When he's in the car.
Why?
I don't know.
What makes that a music... We've discussed this before, so let's go through our requirements for being a music video.
Yes. Okay, let's do that.
Is there any dancing?
No.
Is there any singing?
No.
Is there any music being played?
No. Okay.
Is it a music video?
Ooh, or is it just a little short with a soundtrack?
It's a movie clip.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you know, I can't. It's hard to argue, Travis. Hard to argue.
We've talked about this. We had an entire episode on just this.
No, yeah, I didn't even ponder it, though. Like, that whole train of thought didn't enter my mind.
It's not a music video, Jared.
Okay. That's fine. I'm not going to argue. Like,
yeah, it's a movie clip, and I want to see the movie.
Okay.
But
you know, something I was wondering.
You have a
like
plant.
Something keeps getting in my hair, and I kept trying to be cool about it. It's a whole plant.
It's a plant behind you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to pose that question before we move any further. So
yeah.
How was the acting?
It's okay. It's okay. I know you have something going on with Bruce here.
I thoroughly enjoy it. Okay. I think he does a wonderful job of portraying all these different emotions in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looks so cool.
For most of the video, I think the beginning scene could be better. B minus, which is passing. It's B minus.
Okay.
Still, it's, and that's me saying it's fine. But when he's not speaking, he's better.
Okay. I'm going to say good. You just say fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the only part I really, which I guess we're going to get to in one of our new segments is favorite part and least favorite part.
Right.
Is when he's driving in that car and the song's on, I'm like, yeah, like you got me for this like 8 seconds that happens. I'm like, okay, that's good. You can almost feel it, like the way the song goes, the move of the song and the wind in his hair. I'm like,
okay.
Music video.
What's your least favorite part?
Her speaking.
Okay.
It's way out there.
I'm gonna agree with you on that.
Okay.
I think her speaking is probably the worst part.
Yeah.
And they could have fixed that by just letting the actor speak and let us see her speak. You don't even really have to let us see her speak. No. But
the volume is weird on it.
Yeah.
Hey, like it's really strangely done.
Yeah. Favorite part is this part right here.
Dropping the keys.
The smirk.
Oh, the smirk. Okay.
The smirk.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Okay.
Like, I just won. You know, like, he knows he just, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
But, yeah, that smirk at the end is the best part.
That's good. And that goes to me, too, saying that his acting is better when he's not speaking.
Yeah. That's fair.
Okay. Cool. Mistakes, you...
I didn't find any. I think you did on accident. So, yeah.
I mean, it's a mistake to sleep in your boots.
I don't think he was asleep.
What, do you lay in bed with your shoes on?
I do, yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But look, his legs are off the bed. He's just laying back on the bed. You don't do that?
Not with my shoes on, man.
Like,
never.
If you're exhausted, just feet on the ground and just lay back on the bed. You don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Never. Weird. If my body's touching a bed, my shoes are off.
Okay.
Every time.
All right.
Is that weird?
Yep.
I don't think it is.
Slightly weird.
Like you can't touch. We finally have something to put a poll up for. Vote. People vote.
You don't even touch your bed.
Like, if I said if my body touches
like
it.
Like, I'll sit down on the bed and take my shoes off, too.
No, I kick my shoes off, and then I'm in the bed.
That's weird.
Kick them off.
That's weird. We'll put a poll out there.
Email us.
It's weird. One of us is weird.
You just wanted to be like Bruce. So you're like, I do it every time, just like Bruce. Me and Bruce are the same, probably.
We're so cool.
we put our shoes in the bed.
Do they go together?
When he's driving, again, that part, as a soundtrack.
Oh, my God. Just answer the question. Does it go together, yes or no?
I had to stop. I'm interrupting us because his shoes were touching the sheets.
His shoes were touching the bottom of the sheets?
The bed. They're touching.
Oh, my God.
In the bed.
All right. Do they go together? Just yes or no?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
Okay. All right. I think so.
That one's so hard for you sometimes.
It is, because I have a lot to go through
you
in my head.
You do, but it's strictly a yes or no.
I can talk. It's a podcast. Okay, what would you change? I'm asking you that first.
I want... Really? For what it is...
You want Bruce to take his shirt off?
I would be okay with that, but I really want to see our female, first of all.
Okay.
To know what kind of, what he's going after, mm-hmm. right? But second of all, give me a music video. This isn't a music video.
Okay. It's just a short tale.
Yeah. If you go in when he's in this bed, if he's writing this song, mm-hmm. after that scene, for her, it's a huge difference.
Like if you cut the first part out?
No. Leave the first part in, but instead of him getting up out of his bed and going and getting in the car and driving around town, mm-hmm. he starts playing the song. You know, give me actual music, actual instruments, actual vocals.
You know what? That is, there's a lot there. I think you're nailing it. If he started playing it and like he thinks about her and then it shows like, it cuts to like, the house.
Yeah, sure.
And, like, the light coming on, or, like, we see her silhouette. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's, like, just watching and, like, picturing it.
Finish it for me, because you're doing so good
now. If he was sitting there playing it, like, the song is about obsessing about it.
Yes.
And he's, like, picturing it. It doesn't even happen. He still takes the car to her, and the same thing happens. He doesn't ring the doorbell. Everything he pictured still doesn't happen, but he pictured it.
Yeah.
And it gave a story. There it is.
And you get to see him actually playing music.
That
would make this so much better.
I think that is exactly right.
Okay.
Good job, Travis.
Thank you.
Which is better?
The song.
Yeah, easy.
Easy.
Easy. One of the easiest.
Yeah.
I think. Not a lot to the video. Okay.
Would you music video night with Bruce Springsteen? Version.
You want to make out.
So. This version of Bruce Springsteen from this video.
He wouldn't with us.
It doesn't matter. Would you?
Yeah.
I would too.
I would. Yeah. But not smoke weed. I just drink, because he wouldn't. I feel like he just drinks. He'd smoke a lot of cigarettes and drink a beer with you. But he's like, I don't do that stuff, man.
Maybe. I don't know. No, I think he does. Yeah, I think he would make life-changing decisions doing a music video.
All right, fine. Okay, nonsense rating. Three tune-ups and four tires rotated incorrectly.
Oh, okay. All four?
Yeah, like, he just
didn't get one.
He was distracted by her the whole time. Okay. Thinking about her, he was...
I'm going to give it six holes in a shirt.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to guess yours first.
Okay.
I'm going to guess your score.
Okay.
2.92.
I wasn't that bad. 4.17.
Wow. Okay. You were much kinder than I was, actually.
Which is interesting, because I had you way higher than me.
Yeah.
I thought you loved this video.
I thought I did.
And so I had you at a 6.23.
2.40.
Okay.
And I think we're both, because I saw, like, nothing happens. And that's what bothers you the most, is nothing happens.
Yeah, the only thing that kept it in a redeeming number was him.
Okay.
Yeah, I like him in this video.
I think I had already answered your question as, is this a music video? Because I usually don't even go that low for things.
Yeah.
Like, it's competently shot as a short film, but as it a music is. Video, it's nothing.
It's not a music video. Wow. Yeah, that's the hard part.
Coming out hot against it. Cool. Well, that was it. I'm done.
I'm done, too.
So what do we got next, then? What's next? Is it?
Next is Laura Brennigan.
Oh, self-control.
Self-control.
All right.
My pick. I know you know this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Seen.
I feel like this was on both of our lists.
It was.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, both of our. This is we were going to get to it at some point.
Yeah. This was coming no matter what. If you don't know it, go watch it.
Yeah.
It's interesting it to say something. The least.
It's going to be more fun than this.
I actually had fun with this.
Yeah, I didn't have a bad time, but it was just like a meh.
Yeah. Well, the video was a meh, but I think we did pretty well with what we were given.
Yeah, but did we have no meanings that couldn't possibly be there. We failed the episode, technically.
No.
Unless it's jerking off about the car, like that's it. But, I mean, the affair or the not the affair, I'm sure there is a real answer.
Right.
But, I mean, we didn't come out with anything great.
Not well, I mean, it didn't give us much, let's be honest.
All right, guys, next week, is it Brennigan or Brannigan? I don't remember.
I think it's Brennigan.
If you type in self-control Laura, it'll pull up in YouTube, so just do that.
Yeah.
And that's it. Follow us on our social medias, TikTok and Instagram, and email us at musicvideonightpodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. We love you guys. Until next time. That's Jared.
That's Travis.
Peace.
Don't wear your shoes in the bed.
Thank you for listening to the Music Video Night Podcast. Your hosts are Travis Gokey and Jared Cotherell.
Concept by Jared and Kristen Cotherell.
Music by H.W. Day.
Our logo